hello, Bay Ridge. Welcome back to our final After Hours audio session of Mark chapter 13. I wanted to take just a few moments to recommend a few resources. And as always, the notes to these After Hours are also available. You can look at those so you can look up these resources and then you can find them at your favorite bookstore. You can get them online at Amazon or whatever. If you Google, you can find all of these. So I wanted to be talking just a few more minutes here to discuss the resources to study Mark 13 and the Olivet Discourse. I do want to point out for a moment that all of this, because of the way Jesus teaches in Mark 13, it's really not a full-blown text on eschatology. Most of it is actually about the destruction of the temple in the Old Covenant age. And so there's all kinds of other questions that one could dive into. What about the millennium? What about the book of Revelation? What about all these other topics? I'm not really talking about a full-blown eschatology, but rather mainly resources that would help you study Mark 13 and the Olivet Discourse. But many of these will go into some of those other topics as well, but that's not so much why I'm recommending them. Secondly, I do want to note that most material that deals with the Olivet Discourse tends to focus on Matthew 24 rather than Mark 13 or Luke 21. It then will reference sometimes Mark 13 or Luke 21. The reason for that is Matthew 24 is a fuller account. It's longer than either Mark 13 or Luke 21. And so they tend to go through Matthew 24. Also, Matthew, as the first gospel, is the one that is usually discussed in these kind of circumstances. So many of these will really be going through Matthew 24, but the same things would be true in the parallel verse in Mark chapter 13. So here's a few resources that I think are helpful and I would recommend to you. Number one is a commentary on the Gospel of Matthew by R.T. France. This is in the New International Commentary on the New Testament. It's a very thick volume that you could look up. I actually have one in paper in the church office in my old office in the library, and you could borrow it from there. But I think this is the best commentary on the Olivet Discourse. While there's other commentaries that I love on the Gospel of Mark, many of them I think kind of miss the mark in Mark chapter 13. At times they're understanding it, but at times they keep wanting to flip back, making statements that were about the destruction of the temple to look forward to the future. R.T. France actually writes from a preterist perspective, showing how Matthew 24, 1-35 is centered on the destruction of the temple in 70 AD and not the final return of Christ. France does believe that there's a shift beginning in Matthew 24, 35, 36, looking forward to the final return of Christ. That's in Matthew 24, 36. And so, you know, that's what I understand it to be doing as well, that from that point forward is looking forward to the future final return of Christ and the end of the world. So it's a great commentary, and he's going through verse by verse. It is a very thorough look at all these topics. A second book is Perilous Times, A Study in Eschatological Evil, by Kenneth Gentry Jr. That's a kind of a dark title, looking at the end of the world is what he's doing, but it's a great volume looking at many texts that are thought to relate to eschatology and the final return of Christ. So in this book, it includes chapters that are written on Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, a very key text that is brought up in these discussions. Matthew 24, 1-20 gets a chapter, and then Matthew 24, 21-36, looking specifically at the tribulation as it surrounds the final destruction of the temple. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-8, the man of lawlessness. Revelation 13, the mark of the beast. Revelation 17, mystery Babylon. He writes from the same perspective that I had argued for in looking at Mark 13, including seeing a change in subject at Mark 13, 32 and Matthew 24, 36, that extends to the other passages as well. So Gentry is a scholar that I agree with on a lot of these understandings here. So it's a very, very good book to even get a little bit fuller orb, not just looking at Mark 13, but saying, how would that work on some of these other texts? Gentry does a good job in bringing those up. Another book is The Great Tribulation, Past or Future, by Thomas Ice and Kenneth L. Gentry Jr., the same man that I just mentioned writing Perilous Times. This volume is different because it's a debate between a dispensational scholar, Thomas Ice, and a preterist scholar, Kenneth Gentry. Again, preterism is what I've argued for. That just simply means it's already happened. And when looking at Matthew 24, 1 to 35, or Mark 13, 1 to 31, Gentry sees those as having been accomplished in the past, and the Great Tribulation being in the past, because it was dealing with 70 AD and the destruction of the temple. Thomas Ice, on the other hand, is a dispensationalist, which is a very dominant understanding of eschatology in the modern evangelical church. Although most evangelicals are not technically dispensationalist, the dispensational eschatology is kind of in the air, again, with Late Great Planet Earth, with the Left Behind series. We've kind of all run into many of these things. And so Ice is going to be debating from that viewpoint. And the focus in the book is specifically on the Great Tribulation, but each author really has to kind of cover the whole of Scripture to look at the questions. Their entire understanding of Scripture is ultimately going to impact how they understand the Great Tribulation. In fact, it's kind of interesting that while Kenneth Gentry devotes a lot of time to the Great Tribulation text in Matthew 24, Thomas Ice really does not. I would argue that's because it I don't think it's a very strong case for him, but each author does do it. And what they get to do is they each take two chapters to develop their argument, kind of foundational ideas, and then specifically looking at the tribulation. And then each author is also given a chance to rebut the arguments of the other. So you get two chapters from Gentry, two chapters from Thomas Ice, and then Ice gets to rebut Gentry, and Gentry gets to rebut Ice. They also kind of have an introduction and a conclusion, one written by each of them. So it's very helpful. And because of the debate format, the book is great for seeing both eschatological systems laid out in conversation with one another. I think both do a good job of presenting their side. Sometimes one person's not very good in the debate. I think both of them do a good job, though I'm going to admit I think the arguments for dispensationalism are inherently flawed. So every time I read a dispensational text, I'm more convinced than I was before that dispensationalism is not correct. And I consider that to be the case when looking at the Great Tribulation and Matthew 24, Mark 13 in general. The more I read their descriptions of them, the more convinced I am that they're just simply not correct. So I think the clear winner in terms of biblical teaching in this volume is Dr. Gentry, but it's a good look back and forth. And I will say that they're also friendly with one another. They don't, they're respectful in their tone with one another. Neither of them accuses the other one of not being a Christian or anything like that. So it's just a helpful book. Another book is Last Days Madness, Obsession of the Modern Church by Gary DeMar. This is a more in-depth look than most of the other books here. It gives most of its focus to the Olivet Discourse, but it actually has chapters covering Revelation, the Mark of the Beast, the Antichrist, the Man of Lawlessness, largely in 2 Thessalonians, Armageddon, Daniel 70 weeks, Mystery Babylon, and even Zechariah 14 as well. Now, DeMar is a preterist, so his general viewpoint regarding Matthew 24 and Mark 13 would agree with me. And so I agree with many of his views, but he does not believe that there's a shift in topics at Mark 13, 32 and Matthew 24, 36. In other words, he argues that those are still about the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, the end of the Old Covenant era. I disagree with him there. Also, I will say his tone is sometimes a little bit sharper than in some of the other books. However, that's just true in a lot of books, and I think it's a very hopeful book and a very helpful book in studying the topics that are related to eschatology. So I recommend it, and again, you can borrow it from me if you would like to be able to read that, and it'll give a very in-depth look at these topics. And then finally, is The Last Days According to Jesus, When Did Jesus Say He Would Return? This was by R.C. Sproul. And in this volume, R.C. Sproul, who was the noted Reformed theologian that went to be with the Lord a few years ago, he delves into eschatology. Now, what's a little unique in this book is throughout, he's really concerned with apologetics, because he notes at the beginning, he specifically talks about Bertrand Russell, but he notes other people have looked at Mark 13 and Matthew 24, the Olivet Discourse, and said, look, Jesus is wrong. He claimed all these things were going to happen by within that generation, and they did not happen during the time of this generation, to use Jesus' words, didn't happen then. So Jesus was clearly wrong. So Sproul looks a lot at the Olivet Discourse. He also looks at Revelation, the Resurrection, the Antichrist, the Millennium, all of these dealing with eschatology and when did Jesus say he was going to return. Now, they're only dealt with in an introductory manner, but his comments, as I usually find R.C. Sproul to be, they're really, really helpful. I would say he was clearly leaning towards preterism during this time, but he's not dogmatic in his assertions. I think this was something he came to later in his life through study. And again, I think even through the question of apologetics, in dealing with those who claim Jesus must have been wrong, it really caused him to dive into the text more deeply. And I think it's apparent he probably had changed some of his views. But it's a good but brief introduction to some of the topics that would probably make you want to then dive into some of the other books. So that is five books that I have found helpful. You could use them as you were going along through these audio after hours. I again encourage you, you can also always go back to the teachings I did on Mark 13. There were three separate teachings, and again, I may even add a fourth, that kind of went through in an overview fashion, really trying to argue that the majority of it, all the way through verse 31, is about 70 AD and the destruction of the temple. And then there's all these after-hour sessions where I've tried to go through almost verse by verse giving the information, and you can look up the notes. I encourage you, dig in, study God's Word, and don't be afraid, because there is a lot of disagreement over this. People go back and forth, but this was taught so that we can know the truth, and it was taught to teach us how to live in light of Jesus's predictions regarding the destruction of the temple and his sure and certain word, and also the fact that he will come again at the end and that everyone will stand before him. So we shouldn't be afraid of looking at these things. We should be willing to dive in. We need to be gracious towards others, but we need to be clear and firm regarding what we believe on any of these individual topics. So I hope this is helpful. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me, and I look forward to us gathering for worship again soon. God bless.